is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the December 2025 issue of Southern Living Magazine. This week, we are going to feature Ivy's Kitchen, a short regular feature of the magazine. Then we're going to take a long weekend in high spirits in Beaufort, South Carolina. If we have time, we'll hit the Grumpy Gardener. All right, let's see. The cover of this magazine is a pink tone. Pink is the color of promise and hope, and it's that kind of blush, light blush color. And there's a cake sitting upon a pedestal. It's got white frosting and doors made from frosted cookies. We described it more fully in our last episode, so we won't repeat it here except to say that from top to bottom, it reads Southern Living, mahogany cake with ermine frosting and Charleston door cookie, home for the holidays, the magic of a low country Christmas. Across the bottom, high spirits in Beaufort, South Carolina, making merry at the Peabody Hotel, fun and festive decor ideas, plus truffle pies and cookies, oh my, December 2025. Ivy's Kitchen, a knockout punch. Spiked or not, this festive sipper will keep you cozy on winter nights. By Ivy Odom. And listeners, this begins with an almost full page photo that has a bright cherry red background, which is the tablecloth, and it's got white, small white dots in very neat vertical rows on this page. And sitting upon it is a gold-toned tray. It looks like a metal tray. And upon that is a pitcher of, I imagine, our knockout punch. And it looks like an eggnog. And two glasses nearby. One has a diamond pattern that you could feel if you held it. And the other is smooth, and it's kind of on a pedestal glass. That makes sense. The glass becomes whiter about a half inch above the base, is what I meant by that. They are filled with this drink and then sprinkled with what appears to be cinnamon. And there are some cinnamon sticks in it. And we've got a small circle profile photo of Ivy Odom in her trademark floral, bright floral shirt. It's just from the little bit below the neckline up is this photo. She has long brown hair and big blue hoop earrings. And she is smiling and some bright red lipstick on her as well. All right. And we begin. The Christmas punch bowls of my southern childhood were filled with all sorts of delicious concoctions. There were melting scoops of pink sherbet floating in a cranberry lemon lime pool. And there was a brandy-laced milk punch in a crystal cauldron that we kids knew better than to go near. I even occasionally got a sip of eggnog from my mom and felt giddy as I licked away the white mustache it left behind. As much as I loved all of these, I did not find my absolute favorite holiday drink until I started dating my husband, Louise. One of the first times we visited his parents, who both grew up in Puerto Rico, his mom, Miriam, pulled a glass bottle of her homemade coquito from the fridge after dinner. Traditionally served at Christmas time, coquito, which translates to little coconut in Spanish, is composed of both coconut milk and cream of coconut, as well as evaporated milk and cinnamon. It's thick, sweet, often spiked with rum, and, as I realized after my first sip, entirely irresistible. I asked my mother-in-law how to make it, and even though my version differs ever so slightly from hers, I knew I'd done something right when Louise said, "This tastes like Christmas at home." Excuse me. And now, listeners, here is our recipe. It's not a very long one, for coconut milk punch, or coquito. The active time for this recipe is 15 minutes, and the total time to prepare this coquito, coconut milk punch, is 1 hour and 15 minutes. It serves 6. Here are the ingredients. 2 13.5-ounce cans of coconut milk, well shaken and stirred. 1 15-ounce can cream of coconut, such as Coco Lopez. 1 12-ounce can evaporated milk. 1 7.4-ounce can sweetened condensed coconut milk. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon plus more for garnish. 1 teaspoon vanilla bean paste. 1/2 cup of dark rum, and that is optional, of course. And 2 4-inch cinnamon sticks plus more for serving. And here's what to do with them. Whisk together coconut milk, cream of coconut, evaporated milk, condensed coconut milk, ground cinnamon, and vanilla bean paste until very smooth. Transfer to a 1/2-gallon pitcher. Add rum, if you're using rum, and cinnamon sticks. Chill at least 1 hour before serving, or cover and refrigerate up to 10 days. Garnish glasses of punch with additional ground cinnamon and cinnamon sticks. Great, just in time for the holidays, right, listeners? All right, then. Time to move on to our long weekend section. Adventures in Travel and Culture, the South. The Bright Spirit of Beaufort. Long weekend. This quaint town in the Low Country knows how to put on a show. This is by Stephanie Hunt, and it begins with a full-page photo of a white, huge white house. Appears to be a Dutch colonial because it has a porch. Well, I'm not sure that's what. It's a two-story house with its white clapboard and has black shutters on all of the windows. They are decorative shutters opened. And there is a front porch that goes from one end of the house to the other. It's not a wraparound porch, but it goes from one end to the other. And on the second level, it is a deck of sorts. It's a porch that's without the roof. The roof of the front porch is the floor of an open porch on the second floor. And if there's a green lawn, forest green palms, short palm trees, and a large, I should know what this is, listeners, this tree, but it's the one with the, it's got hanging moss. It looks like a big oak tree. And it has lots of that hanging moss, which appears to be, if you see it waving in the wind at dusk or in the evening, appears to be like ghosts or angels, depending on your mood. But you do want to stay away from it, because it has some little tiny critters in there that you don't want to get on your skin. And the caption of this photo is, and the house has 2 brick chimneys, by the way, listeners. The caption of this photo is, "Take a stroll. go for a walk along Bay Street to see homes adorned with bows and fresh greenery. Oh, there is what they're talking about here is a fresh green garland which goes around the white railing of the porch on both levels. And there is a red bow, Christmas bow, tied periodically between the columns, which seem to be Ionic columns, yes, of the porch. All right, long weekend. Imagine Bedford Falls, but draped in Spanish moss instead of snow. That's Christmas in Beaufort, South Carolina. Like the fictional town in the classic movie It's a Wonderful Life, Beaufort is a place where the bustling historic district is relatively compact, yet stuffed full as Santa's sack with character. During the season, residents spread cheer with abandon, and the true spirit of the holidays prevails, even for a bewildered George Bailey. You can almost picture James Stewart as Bailey ambling down Beaufort's Bay Street, perhaps ducking into Kilwin's candy shop, where a sugary praline is sure to set things right. In both Bedford Falls and Beaufort, miracles seem at the ready. This Lowcountry gem nestled on Port Royal Island is magical year-round, but at Christmas, Beaufort's glow twinkles even brighter. Maybe it's the soaring tree sparkling in Henry C. Chambers' waterfront park, or perhaps the decked-out vessels gliding along the river for the always popular light-up-the-night boat parade. Or maybe it's simply that a sense of goodwill to all feels genuine here. It surely does as you hold back tears while watching the annual laying of thousands of real evergreen wreaths on headstones at Beaufort National Cemetery in a moving tribute to our country's veterans as part of Wreaths Across America. And we've got three photos on this page, listeners, and here's the captions. Sights and sounds from left. St. Peter's Catholic Church dates back to 1846. Excuse me, and that, listeners, is just a photo of two wooden doors with simple Christmas wreaths and long red ribbons at the top of them. And the doors are, let's see, they each have two vertical panels on them. And three or four brick steps is a stoop, and there's a brick pathway in the front. And there are four brick steps leading up the stoop with a black metal wrought iron railing on either side. There is a porch, and there are tall columns. And on either side, the columns are on either side of the doors. And also on either side of the doors are windows, very tall windows, almost floor to ceiling, but not quite. Actually, they start at the porch railing and then go up to the ceiling. And they are many paned windows, many small panes. 10 by about 5. So several panes, and they are white, white wooden dividers, dividing the panes. They're white wooden windows, and they've got black shutters on either side. Let's see if they are... No, they're not the same as the house that we looked at. But this is St. Peter's Catholic Church, of course. And there's a pendulum lantern hanging from the ceiling above the double doors. Next, a garden blooms in the historic district. And that is a garden that we're looking at a brick path, and it ends with an urn, a statue of an urn. And then there's a statue upon it in the center. I can't quite discern. The path is lined with palm trees and some low hedges as well. And a couple of Christmas trees are in the foreground. And they are perched in some urns, some stone urns that come up about 3 feet tall, and those urns are filled with Christmas balls around the bottom of the Christmas trees. So the Christmas tree, all the Christmas balls are there around the bottom, and then there's a red bow at the top of either of the Christmas trees. And finally, a smaller photo is of Connie Singleton Murphy, who performs in the Gullah Kinfolk Christmas musical. And she is I don't want to guess Creole, but I am. And she's a African-American woman wearing a headscarf of gold colors, a traditional print, and it's curled in a bun around one side of her face. She appears to be a mother of grown, I would say, of teenagers. And she's pictured from the shoulders up and in profile against a background of greenery. Downtown delights. To get Beaufort's fullest flavor, aim to visit during the first weekend of December, when the festivities are nonstop. On Saturday evening, streets close and pedestrians flood Bay Street and its offshoots to celebrate Night on the Town. Merchants stay open late, offering complimentary treats and beverages to shoppers looking for unique, often handmade or locally sourced gifts. A still fresh Santa, it's early December, so he's just getting started, poses for photos with kids outside. The Beaufort Candy Shop and the Paris Island Marine Band present a free concert of seasonal tunes. The annual reading of A Visit from St. Nicholas concludes with the town's tree lighting, complete with faux snow, delivering the full cinematic effect. One of Beaufort's charms is that the busy downtown shopping area is hardly just another Anywhere USA. Don't expect to find many big box retailers here. Instead, stores like Sweet Bay, with exquisitely curated home accessories, jewelry, and art, and Southern Tide, featuring coastal casual attire for men, women, and children, populate the historic commercial district, which means your presence will stand apart from Aunt Beverly's gift cards. Even if there are no little ones on your list, don't miss Monkey's Uncle, a locally owned toy shop that will tug at the hopeful, excited for the holidays kid who still lives inside each of us. A night to remember. Christmas in Beaufort is special because we're small enough to still have that community homecoming type feeling. There's a true sense of celebration, says Anita Singleton Prather, a Beaufort County Sea Island native who's better known in these parts as Aunt Pearly Sue. Her stage and storytelling persona is Aunt Pearly Sue. Her Gullah Kinfolk Traveling Theater highlights the rich cultural heritage of the Gullah community, descendants of the enslaved Africans who made South Carolina's lucrative rice economy and Beaufort's antebellum homes possible. Their musical, Christmas Wish, Freedom, revisits the last holiday season before the start of the Civil War. As I researched, I was fascinated to find that many of their traditions we still carry on, says Prather, whose childhood memories include being gifted a brown sack full of pecans, oranges, and peppermint sticks at Christmas time, which is what some plantation owners gave the enslaved, especially the peppermint, unquote. Her original production tells about how the holidays were a popular time for jumping the broom, quote unquote, getting married, as it was the only time of the year when enslaved men and women might be able to get more than one day off. And because the plantation owners were distracted by their own celebrations, this was when enslaved people often tried to escape. Their Gullah Christmas wish, she says, was always a wish for freedom. In addition to the performances, Prather and her team also organized the Gullah Taste of Christmas and Rice Cook-Off at Waterfront Park, a Saturday full of showcasing and enjoying winter favorites with vendors and artisans providing foods and crafts. If folks come to everything, when they leave, they will be gullied up and down, Prather adds, with an Aunt Pearly Sue chuckle. And our photographs here, listeners, are Eat, Drink, Shop, and Be Merry. Find one-of-a-kind gifts and celebrations in downtown Beaufort. And there's a photo of the main street downtown. Lots of traffic, foot traffic, and vehicle traffic, cars. And the street kind of curves in the background. And all of the buildings are of a beige tone, seem to be washed out by the sun here. There are palm trees, and the lampposts have Christmas wreaths at the top, which circle the light, the lamp, at the top of the black posts. And there are storefronts, awnings, can't discern which stores they are, but there are awnings on almost all of the storefronts here. And then the Saltus River Grill on Bay Street is known for dishes made with local seafood, like roasted oysters. And there's a picture of that. Roasted oysters on, looks like a bed of rocks. It can't be rock salt, but salt crystals. Yes, some coarse salt crystals. And a lemon wedge and some microgreens in there. Sitting next to some what appears to be fruit punch and perhaps an orange orange and it's got some cinnamon sprinkled in there as well. And there's a silver fork, three-tined fork on that plate of oysters. A feast for the senses. You'll experience plenty of merriment beyond that first December weekend, especially if you're seeking a reprieve from holiday hubbub overload. Beaufort's relaxed pace and oak-canopied streets invite meandering. During this time of year, strolling or biking through the historic district in the town's quaint northwest quadrant, where glossy magnolia wreaths and fresh cypress swags decorate homes, will stir imagination and wonder, and will likely prompt a Zillow click or two. Fuel your ramblings with a late breakfast or lunch at Low Country Produce, where you can also shop for the food lovers and cooks on your list. Their specialty linens and artisan sundries, such as stone-ground grits, make excellent host gifts. But save room for dinner. Saltus River Grill offers fresh regional seafood, including tasty sushi, with indoor and outdoor dining along Waterfront Park. For a fancy night out, Ribbo Social Club, inside the historic Hotel Anchorage 1770, has lovely river views and serves dishes like dry-aged pork chops or gnocchi with lamb bolognese. In the Low Country, December can also be an ideal month, weather-wise. No humidity or mosquitoes. To enjoy presents that don't have price tags, the natural treasures of Beaufort's marshes and waterways. Coastal Expeditions offers naturalist-guided kayak outings as well as a dolphin and history boat tour. And if time allows, it's well worth taking the easy 30-minute drive to Hunting Island State Park, where you can explore maritime forests and 5 miles of beaches. Check out a 19th century lighthouse and catch the sunset from a boardwalk. It's a sure way to find out what we're all really seeking over the holidays. Peace on earth. Yes. And listeners, in the right column, it offers the best places to stay. And those are Cuthbert House, which is after a recent renovation. This 18th century mansion shines, hitting the perfect balance of period grandeur and modern comfort. The wicker-furnished front porch provides a classic and comfortable southern welcome. Anchorage 1770. This boutique waterside inn is Beaufort's oldest and largest tabby structure that's still in use. And it's one of the town's most beautiful places to stay. City Loft Hotel. With 22 upscale motel-style rooms, City Loft adds a hip retro vibe to Beaufort's historic ambience. Located at the edge of the Point neighborhood, it's convenient for shopping and wandering around. And there's a photo of Anchorage 1770 here, listeners. It's just a corner of the lobby, it appears to be. Some golden couches. Kind of an Art Deco feeling. Windows have three paneled wooden shutters that are opened here. And the ceiling has wooden trim around it, molding around it. And there's a huge Christmas tree there that looks lovely with probably smells lovely too because it's a fresh pine Christmas tree. And that's our long weekend in Beaufort, South Carolina. And that's our time for today's episode of Southern Living. I hope you enjoyed it and hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. One more time, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.